सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। ॐ
पेज् 140 वर्स् 16
न स्मरत्यात्मनो ह्यात्मा विस्मरेद्वाप्यलुप्तचित् मनोऽपि स्मरतीत्येतत् ज्ञानमज्ञानहेतुजम्।
In this important chapter, Shankaracharya has introduced the primary illuminator and secondary illuminator. Primary illuminator is Atma, secondary illuminator is the mind. Mind illumines the world directly. Atma illumines the world indirectly through the mind. Mind is the subject from the standpoint of the world which is illumined object. Mind plays the subject role as primary illuminator, secondary illuminator, when it is illumining the world. World comes under object. And the primary illuminator, Atma, is illumining the mind. At that time, this secondary illuminator mind gets the object status. Sakshi Chaitanyam is the primary illuminator, ever the subject, never the object. World is ever the object, never the subject. Whereas mind is the subject from the standpoint of world and object from the standpoint of Sakshi Chaitanyam. This you can never forget. Is it not? Is it? Based on this, we are developing the subject. How this Sakshi Chaitanyam we are not able to recognize the primary illuminator. Even though it is primary, it is almost non-primary. Even though it is the primary illuminator, which lends existence to the mind and mind borrows existence from this primary Chaitanyam, Sakshi Chaitanyam. But this is not evident for all people, because in Jagradavastha and Swapnavastha, in Jagradavastha especially, this mind is so active, not allowing us to turn our attention towards this primary illuminator. Therefore, Acharya is taking Swapna and Smriti examples. What is this chapter name? Swapna Smriti Prakaranam. We are seeing. Once in a while I have to remind, because this is a big chapter. Since we are not able to remember this self-evident Sakshi Chaitanyam in Jagradavastha, we have to study about Swapna and Smriti, where this mind is not playing a subject role, mind is playing only object role. At that time you can easily recognize, appreciate the primary illuminator, Atma Chaitanyam. Just as even though you cannot see your eyes, none of us can see our eyes, our own eyes, and we see everything with our eyes. What is the proof for my eyes existence or not? Eye vision. I have eyes, eye vision. Chakshurindriyam. What is the proof? Have you seen? That I am asking, what you have touched. Have you seen, I am asking. None of us have that capacity to see our own eyes. But that proof is the eyes by which I am experiencing the objective world is the proof for the existence of my eyes. What is the proof for your eyes? You have eyes or not? I am seeing objects in the world. That itself is the proof for my eyes. I have eyes. Even though you are not seeing eyes, you are appreciating the eyes that you have because of that perception. You are able to see. Similarly, your photograph also, when you look at the photograph, you see your photo. Are you seeing camera in that? You are not seeing camera. But without camera, you are appreciating your photograph. It itself is a proof for the existence of camera. You need not see camera separately. What is the proof for the existence of camera? Photograph. This photograph itself is the proof for the existence of camera. You don't ask for camera. Why? Because of camera only this photograph is there. Examples are very nice. Similarly, the primary illuminator, because of whom alone the secondary illuminator is functioning, because of which secondary illuminator the world I am experiencing. Sakshi Chaitanyam is there or not? When can I come across the Sakshi Chaitanyam? Suppose you ask. Acharya is going to say, in every experience of every object in the world, you are experiencing through the mind you are thinking, but really you are not experiencing through the mind. Sakshi Chaitanyam only experiencing through the mind. May you understand. In a dream, mind is that projecting the dream. Mind is projecting the dream. Mind is not playing subject role. Who is witnessing? Sakshi Chaitanyam is the witnesser. In dream, your mind is not functioning in sleep. So your mind is the secondary illuminator is playing subject role or object role in dream? Object role. In remembrance also, smriti also, your mind, suppose you are sitting and remembering the class. I hope so. If you remember the class, you are remembering. Your mind is not looking at the book, eyes are not looking at the book, you are not hearing, you are not talking, you are not doing anything. But just you are remembering. Mind is playing an object role only. Sakshi Chaitanyam illumining the mind which has got the Mundakopanishad knowledge. Sakshi Chaitanyam illumines. These are all over, lessons over. Until now we have seen. Now, this Atma Chaitanyam, Sakshi Chaitanyam, we have to remember. We have to remember all the time. This Sakshi Chaitanyam. I am Sakshi Chaitanyam. I have to remember I am Sakshi Chaitanyam. Is it required? Smaranam. Nama Smaranam Madri. Sakshi Chaitanya Smaranam is required. Vismaranam is not possible. Therefore, Smaranam is not required. Do you forget yourself anytime? I forget myself and I forget myself means who knows that? Who is the witnesser of that? I forget myself. Somebody should know that I forget myself. Who is the witnesser of that statement that I forget myself? Sakshi Chaitanyam. I forget myself and means ahankara, secondary illuminator, forget some. That illuminator of that I forget myself is Sakshi Chaitanyam. This is another example, nice example. எனக்கு பிடிச்சிருக்கு, இப்பதான் வந்தது கரெக்டா. ஐ ஃபர்கெட் மை செல்ஃப், ஐ ஃபர்கெட் மை செல்ஃப் மீன்ஸ் வேர் ஐ எம் சிட்டிங் அண்ட் வாட் ஐ எம் ஐ டூயிங், சம் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டிங் சீரியல் ஆர் சம்திங் அண்ட் ஐ எம் சிங், ஐ ஃபர்கெட் மை செல்ஃப் டோட்டலி மீன்ஸ் எக்ஸாக்ட்லி வாட் யூ ஃபர்கெட், யுவர் பாடி, யுவர் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ், யுவர் பொசிஷன்ஸ், வாட் எவர் யூ ஹாவ் யூ ஃபர்கெட். Then who is the witnesser of that? I have forgotten everything. Somebody is registering. That somebody is called Sakshi Chaitanyam. Therefore, that somebody is Sakshi Chaitanyam can never forget. This forgetfulness can happen in the mind, in ahankara, the lower eye, but it never happen in primary eye, higher eye. Primary illuminator Sakshi Chaitanyam never forget itself. It is always illumining. What? Understanding, not understanding also illumined by Sakshi Chaitanyam. Everything is illumined by Sakshi Chaitanyam. Since we are playing the secondary illuminator is active, we are not able to recognize. That is the problem. But we have to study about dream and memory, remembrance, without going to that state. That's all. How to study? Look into the 16th sloka. Smarat Atmanaha Smarati Ne Atma ni, Atma is remembering Atma never happens. Atma need not remember Atma. Why? Atma is self-evident. You need not remember. Remembrance is required when you forget. Vismaranam also is not there. Since Vismaranam is not there, Smaranam is not required. That is the simple meaning. First line. Vismaredva api. Vismaranam. There is no Vismaranam also. Forgetting. Why? Aluptachit. Lupta means absence. Alupta. Na lupta, alupta. Non-absence. Non-absence means what? Present. Non-absence means what? Present. Chitti is ever present in artham. It is never absent. Chitti is never absent. It is ever present. Alupta chitti. Then second line he says, suppose mind remembers Atman. Mind forgets Atma, let mind remembers Atman. Manaha api smarati chet. Smarati iti etat. Mind alone remembering Atman. That type of statement is because of ignorance. Ajnanajam. Ajnana hetujam. That knowledge, that jnanam. Enda jnanam? My mind is remembering Atma. Mind can never remember Atma. Pure mind doesn't exist. Pure mind cannot remember Atma. On the other hand, mind is illumined by Atma. Mind is illumined by Atma. Mind is the adhishtan. Atma is the adhishtanam for the mind. Such mind is capable of remembering Atma. Yato vacho nivartamte apraapya manasa saha. Mind cannot reach there. Because of which Atma mind is functioning, that mind can remember Atma. Mind is jadam by itself. So jadam manaha, How can it remembers Atma? Okay, Chetana Manaha remembers Atma. Already Chetanam is there, why it has to remember? Therefore, these are all meaningless because of ignorance people talk. Up to here we saw in the last class. Now, Shloka 17. Same page.
Gnatur gneyah parohyatma. So vidya kalpita smritah. Apodhi vidyaya tasmin. Rajvam sarpaiva dvayah.
Very nice, important shloka. Paramatma, another thought by someone. Why can't Jivatma meditate upon Paramatma? Jivatma meditate upon Paramatma. Acharya is going to say, Jivatma is Paramatma. Why Jivatma has to meditate upon Paramatma? I want to share one more idea, aside topic only, because in Mahashivaratri talk, I gave meditation on the meditator. Meditation on the meditator, I have to meditate upon my own Atman nature. Really speaking, that caption what I have given, that teaching is only for Madhyama Adhikari, not for Uttama Adhikari. Meditation on the meditator also, Nididhyasanam is also only for Madhyama Adhikari. Remembering Atma is not required for a Uttama Adhikari. So meditation on the meditator, don't get confusion. So many talks we give only for the sake of beginners. Nididhyasanam is also for a beginner like student, Madhyama Adhikari only. Uttama Adhikari ki Nididhyasanam is not required. Not required. Because there are some viparita bhavanas. In spite of Shravanam Mananam, I am not able to claim myself I am Brahman. Therefore, Nididhyasanam is required. Can Jivatma meditate upon Paramatma? A jnani, when he knows I am Paramatma, there is no Jivatma separately. Where is the question of Jivatma meditating upon Paramatma? Clear? Suppose, as you wish, Jivatma is meditating upon Paramatma. I am the Jivatma meditator. I am meditating upon Paramatma. When I am the subject, meditator, Jivatma subject, Paramatma becomes what? Object. Paramatma becomes object. Object means drishyam. Drishyam means mithya. So then Paramatma becomes mithya. Yatu yatu drishyam, tatu tatu mithya. Drishyatvat ghatavatu. So what is the fallacy you understand now? Gnatuhu Jivatma. Gneyaha. Let this Jivatma meditate upon the Paramatma. If you say unknowingly, you are putting the Paramatma into what? Into dustbin and ardham. Into Gneya Vastu. In Shastra Vedanta, Parabrahman is not a Gneya Vastu. Tatu Tvam Asi. You are that Brahman. When you are that Brahman, why you have to meditate upon something as an object? Whatever is object is different from the subject. Object is sarva mithya only. So Atma also will become mithya. If you do Atma Dhyanam as an object of meditation. That is why I said object of meditation illa, the subjective meditation I said. So students have to carefully listen. That talk also is not easy to understand. Subjective meditation, that is, I am not meditating upon Atma as an object. That is the teaching of Keno Upanishad. I know that I don't know. I know I don't. I know and I don't know. Keno Upanishad student said, I know Atma as subject. I don't know Atma as an object. ఐ నో అండ్ ఐ డోంట్ నో. ఇది ఆన్సర్ ఆఫ్ ద కేనోపనిషత్ స్టూడెంట్. హ్యావ్ యూ అండర్స్టూడ్ అన్న టీచర్ ఆస్క్డ్. ఎస్ గురు, ఐ హావ్ అండర్స్టూడ్, ఐ నో, ఐ డోంట్ నో. గురువును మించిన శిష్యను చొల్లవాళ్ళని. ది స్టూడెంట్ ఈజ్ సో షార్ప్ అండ్ వెరీ ఇంటెలిజెంట్, ఈక్వల్ టు ద గురు. ఎస్ ఐ నో, ఐ డోంట్ నో. ఆల్ స్టూడెంట్స్ ఆర్ కన్ఫ్యూజ్డ్ దేర్, వై హీ మేక్ సచ్ అన్ కాంట్రడిక్టరీ స్టేట్మెంట్, ఐ నో అండ్ ఐ డోంట్ నో. వెదర్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు సే ఐ నో ఆర్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు సే ఐ డోంట్ నో, బట్ టూ స్టేట్మెంట్స్ ఎట్ ఏ టైమ్ హీ డస్. వాట్ ఆర్ దే? ఐ నో బ్రహ్మన్ అండ్ ఐ డోంట్ నో బ్రహ్మన్. హూ ఎవర్ నోస్ దిస్, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ అండర్స్టూడ్ అని చూడట, అది వేరే. హూ ఎవర్ అండర్స్టాండ్ మై స్టేట్మెంట్ హియర్ ఇన్ దిస్ క్లాస్, దే హ్యావ్ అండర్స్టూడ్ బ్రహ్మన్. ఇది వేరే, ఆల్రెడీ కన్ఫ్యూజింగ్ స్టేట్మెంట్, అండ్ ఇది ఒక ఛాలెంజ్ మాదిరి. ఎల్లరికి బక్కు బక్కు నేను ఎనకు పురియడదా ఇల్లియా. దెన్ ఆచార్య కమెంట్స్ దేర్ వాట్ ఇట్ మీన్స్. ఐ నో బ్రహ్మన్ మీన్స్ ఐ నో బ్రహ్మన్ యాజ్ సబ్జెక్ట్ మై సెల్ఫ్. ఐ డోంట్ నో బ్రహ్మన్ యాజ్ అన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ outside entity, I don't know. Now it is correct or not? Answer. Don't ask me what is Kenopanishad. Long, long ago, so long ago we have studied that Kenopanishad. So all the way we have to remember all Upanishads. In the beginning of Upadesa Sahasri itself I said, these are all Upanishad quotings only. Acharya just revealing the Upanishadic statements in Upadesa Sahasri. Okay, now look into the words. Gnatuhu gneyaha paraha atma. Gnatuhu gneyaha paraha atma nirgunam brahma. Nirgunam brahma, same Mundakopanishad teaching vardhi parungo. Nirgunam brahma paraha atma akaranam brahma. Gnatuhu gneyaha. Gnatuhu means here jivatma. The jivatma gneyaha, suppose meditate upon that as an object of meditation, gneyaha. Gnatuhu gneyaha, suppose this atma akaranam brahma nirguna chaitanyam para atma is meditated by this gnatuhu, the pramata, the meditator, as an object of meditation, gneyaha. దట్ ఆల్సో సహ అవిద్యాకల్పిత స్మృత, దట్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ ఓన్లీ. దట్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో అవిద్యాకల్పిత. అవిద్య మీన్స్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్, సహ మీన్స్ వాట్? దట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ థాట్. లెట్ దిస్ జీవాత్మ మెడిటేట్ అపాన్ దట్ పరమాత్మ. మెడిటేషన్ వందాలే ఇట్ బికమ్స్ అన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్. That is why Vedantic meditation you have to do after studying Shastra for a length of time. It is not objective meditation, it is subjective meditation. Nididhyasanam. It is not so easy to do Nididhyasanam also. Madhyamadhikari also. It's not so easy to do Nididhyasanam. Without making Paramatma as an object, I have to claim I the subject jivatma is none other than paramatma. It is not triputi. There is no triputi. Dhyata, dheyam, dhyanam. That is not the meditation. That is not nididhyasana. Where there is triputi, dhyata, dhyanam, dheyam, that is not nididhyasana. That is saguna ishvara dhyanam. Vedantic meditation is only meditation, I am Brahman, I am Brahman, I am Brahman. Okay, that is also avidya kalpitaha smrtaha. It is known as, it is said as, it is because of avidya only. Kalpitaha means imagination, superimposition. Then second line, vidyaya apodhe, by knowledge, vidyaya, by right knowledge, apodhe, apodhe means badhite, negated, negated, advayaha, tasmin, சோ அத்வயா ஆத்மா இஸ் நான் ஜுவல், ஆத்மா இஸ் ஏகா. ஜீவாத்மா ஒன், பரமாத்மா நம்பர் டூ. ஜீவாத்மா இஸ் ஸ்மால், பரமாத்மா இஸ் பிக். திஸ் இஸ் பிரம்மா. யூ ஹாவ் டு டிராப் தட் ஜீவாத்மா பரமாத்மா பைனரி டூ. யூ ஹாவ் டு டிராப் ஜீவாத்மா ஏவ பரமாத்மா, பரமாத்மா ஏவ ஜீவாத்மா. தேர் ஆர் நோ டூ ஆத்மாஸ். ஐ எம் சின்ன ஆள், அவர் பெரும் பெரும் ஆள் அப்படி சொல்லக்கூடாது. சின்ன ஆள் இல்ல, பெரும் ஆள் இல்ல, ஒரே ஆளு தான். என்ன ஆள்? என்ன பரமாத்மா ஓன்லி. நவ் ஹூ ஆம் ஐ? போல்ட்லி யூ கேன் சே ஐ எம் பரமாத்மா. யூ ஹாவ் டு சே போல்ட்லி. வேண்டாம் சுவாமி, அப்புறம் சொல்றேன். ஆஃப்டர் சம் டைம் ஐ வில் டெல் யூ. இப்ப வேண்டாம். As long as you have that vagueness, we are afraid of saying that, claiming that I am Paramatma. Because there is a Jeeva Bhava. Jeeva Bhava means what? Sarira Bhava, Sarira Abhimana, Deha Abhimana, Mana Abhimana, Family Abhimana. So many Abhimanams are there. Ippo poi naan Paramatma nu solla naan avar edhaavadhu pannitta. கோபம் வந்து வர அவர் பண்ணிட்டார். சுவாமி என்ன பண்ண முடியும்? சோ பகவானே காப்பாத்து காப்பாத்து. சோ லெட் பகவான் ப்ரொடெக்ட் மீ. ஹவ் கேன் ஐ சே? ஆச்சாரியா சேஸ் அத்வயா நான் ஜுவல், தெர் இஸ் நோ ஜீவா பரமா டூ ரியல்லி. அத்வயா நான் ஜுவல், ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் எக்ஸாம்பிள் ரஜ்வாம் சர்ப்ப இவ ரஜ்வாம் தஸ்மின் சர்ப்ப இவ. இஃப் சப்போஸ் யூ சீ த ரோப் அ ஸ்னேக், ஸ்னேக் அலோன் அப்பியர்ஸ். தஸ்மின், தஸ்மின் மீன்ஸ் ரஜ்வாம். அப்பான் தட் ரோப் யூ சீ அஸ் அ ரோப். இஸ் தெர் எ ஸ்னேக் ரியல்லி? தெர் இஸ் நோ ஸ்னேக் அட் ஆல். வென் யூ ஆர் சீயிங் த ஸ்னேக் ஆல்சோ இன் செமி டார்க்னஸ், தெர் இஸ் நோ snake. There is no snake. In semi darkness when you are seeing the snake also, there is no snake. By mistake in semi darkness you are suddenly saw the snake. At that time also snake is not there, but really what you were seeing there, rope only. Similarly here also you are thinking jeevatma sarpa. Jeevatma sarpa அப்பான் பரமாத்மா ரோப். பரமாத்மா காணும், பரமாத்மா காணும். காணும் என்ன? எங்கேயோ இருக்கார் அவர். நான் ஜீவாத்மா. இட் இஸ் நாட் ஜோக் ஐ எம் டெல்லிங். ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் யூ சூப்பர் இம்போஸ் த ஸ்னேக் அப்பான் த ரோப், த மூமெண்ட் யூ சுவிட்ச் ஆன் த லைட், ஸ்னேக் டிஸப்பியர்ஸ். யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் தெர் இஸ் நோ snake at all. Similarly here the right knowledge is light. Anga light, inga right knowledge. Once the right knowledge comes, you recognize this jeevatma is none other than paramatma only. Rajvam sarpa iva advayaha only. Are there two things? Rope is there, snake is there. Rendu iruka anga. I saw rope, snake, that is jeevatma. Slowly after knowledge light, jeevatma slowly merged with paramatma. Jeevatma snake merged with paramatma rope. In after light jeevatma snake. I am combining the example and drishtanta and darshtanta because you can understand easily. And after switching on light, that is right knowledge, the jeevatma snake slowly merge with paramatma rope. Nadakuma? Yeah. Why? But people are talking, you know. What people are talking? After knowledge is from tomorrow, day after tomorrow, after few months, I the jeevatma get moksha, merge with paramatma. Merge with paramatma. It is just like saying this after switching the light. Light is switched on. When light comes, bright light, snake slowly merge into rope. Do you make such a statement? Tell me. Are you dare to do that statement? Never. Then what is your statement? There is no snake at all to merge with the rope. What is that? My dialogue? Hai hi nai. What? Snake? Hai hi nai. Where is the question of merging? Shastra asking same way. Where is the question of Jivatma merging with Paramatma? Is there Jivatma separate from Paramatma? If you think there is Jivatma separate from Paramatma, it is because of semi-darkness in your mind. Your Ajnanam. Rajvam Sarpa Iva Tasmin Rajvam Sarpa Iva. Like a snake you are seeing upon the rope, like here also on Paramatma, you are superimposing this Jivatma. But Nariya Jivatma Zirgare Swaminandan. Nariya Jivatma Silla. Ore Paramatma Nariya Jivatma Vaha Teriyara. How many tube lights are there in here? So many electricities are there. As many tube lights, so many electricities. Do you say that? No. But they are appearing differently. Bulbs are appearing differently. Light is also separately coming. But you know internally, intellectually, there is only one electricity. Once you understand that, why can't you understand this also? Atma Chaitanyam also one, manifesting in different body tube lights like bodies. Example, I don't want to miss it. Tube lights like bodies, electricity like Atma. One electricity like Atma manifesting in many bodies which are like tube lights. That's why apodhe. Now, have you negated this misconception or not? Now, is there a Swami? Is there a Paramatma separately? Not there. Therefore, you can do puja on. This is para puja. We call it as para puja. I do puja on myself. Manasikama. This is called thanksgiving. Just if at all, if I want to do puja, this is called para puja. I the Atma am. It's not a puja. How I got this knowledge? I have recognized I am Paramatma. How? Gurus, Shastra, parents, Jinma in this culture, all I remember, I show my gratitude to all of them to know this knowledge to get who are all helped me. I just say thanks. Parapuja. Shankaracharya writes Parapuja. Whatever you are doing, Shodashopachara puja is apachara. He says, you are doing apacharam, not knowing that you are Paramatma. Really, you are keeping Paramatma as Jivatma and miserable Jivatma. Evala tappu panninirukkuma theriyuma? Himalayan blender. பரமாத்மான் கீழ கொண்டு வந்து அவனுக்கு ஒரு ஜனனம் மரணம் புண்ணிய பாபம் அண்ட் திங்கிங் தட் வி ஆர் கிரேட் பக்தாஸ் பகவான் பார்த்துட்டு இருக்கார் மை மூ இவன் கிரேட் பக்தன் அண்ட் பிரிங்கிங் மீ டவுன் டு ஜீவாத்மா லெவல் நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோக நெக்ஸ்ட் பேஜ் 141 வெர்ஸ் 18 வெரி வெரி டர்ஸ் நைஸ் ஸ்லோகாஸ் Now this is called Mundaka Mantra, what we read now. 212, exactly same mantra Acharya is reminding us. Acharya knows that all Kesari High School students, Upanishad they have completed today. Let me teach that only. We'll read. Kartra Karma Phala Bhavatim சபாஹ்யாப்யந்தரம் ஹ்யஜம் மமாஹம் வேதியோ பாவஹ தஸ்மின் கஸ்ய குதோ பவேத் ஒன் ஸ்மால் கரெக்ஷன் வேத்தி இஸ் தேர் That double takara is not required. வா இதி, தட் இஸ் வேதி வா இதி. நவ் அனதர் க்வெஸ்சன் மே அரைஸ், ஆஃப்டர் நாலேஜ் ஆல்சோ ஐ ஆம் பரமாத்மா ஓன்லி, ஐ ஆம் சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம், அஹம் பிரம்ம அஸ்மி, ஆஃப்டர் திஸ் நாலேஜ் ஆல்சோ ஐ ஆம் மைன் அண்ட் ஐ ஆம் கெட்டிங் திஸ் ரிசல்ட், திஸ் இஸ் கண்டினியூயிங் ஈவன் ஆஃப்டர் ஜானம் ஆல்சோ. அஹம் மம மம ஃபலம் திஸ் ரிசல்ட், கர்த்தா கர்ம ஃபலம் கண்டினியூஸ் இஸ் ஆஸ்கிங். கர்த்ரு கர்ம ஃபல பாவாத் ஃபல அபாவாத், தட் டைப் ஆஃப் க்வெஸ்சன் கம்ஸ் ஆச்சாரிய கிவிங் த ஆன்சர். க்வெஸ்சன் இஸ் நாட் தேர் இன் த ஸ்லோக, க்வெஸ்சன் இஸ் நாட் தேர் இன் த வேர்ஸ், பட் ஆச்சாரியா எக்ஸ்பெக்டிங் சச் ஏ டவுட். கர்த்தா அஹம், ஆஃப்டர் நாலேஜ் ஆல்சோ ஜானி டூயிங் சர்டன் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் ஆர் நாட், கர்த்தா டூயிங் சர்டன் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் கர்ம, அண்ட் ஃபலம் கம்மிங் ஆர் நாட், ஃபலம் இஸ் கம்மிங். ஸோ கர்த்தா கர்ம ஃபலம் நேச்சுரலி தேர், வாட் வில் பி தேர், அஹம் மம ஆல்சோ வில் பி தேர். தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் வி ஆர் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சிங். ஈவன் ஜானிஸ் ஆர் ஆல்சோ டூயிங் தி சேம் திங். கர்த்தா இஸ் தேர், கர்மா இஸ் தேர், ஃபலம் இஸ் தேர், அஹம் மம இஸ் தேர். இஃப் யூ ஆர் கிரஹஸ்த ஜானி ஃபேமிலி மம மம மம, இஃப் ஆஸ்ரமா இஸ் தேர் மை ஆஸ்ரம் மை டிசைபிள்ஸ் மைன், தட் இஸ் காமன்லி வி ஆர் சீயிங். ஆச்சாரியா சேஸ் நோ, ரியல்லி தே ஆர் நாட் தேர் அபாவாத். கர்த்தா நாஸ்தி, கர்மா நாஸ்தி, ஃபலம் அப்படி நாஸ்தி, தே ஆர் நாட் தேர் ரியல்லி. கர்த்தா மீன்ஸ் கர்த்ரு, மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் ஆக்டர், ஆக்டர் டூவர் கர்த்தா. கர்மா மீன்ஸ் ஆக்ஷன், ஃபலம் மீன்ஸ் ரிசல்ட். Example, you see, wave and water, what relation they can have? Can they have owner-owned relation? Owner-owned, water and wave. Water is the owner, wave is owned by water. Wave is owned by water. Owner, water. Water is owning what? Wave. You are all laughing, you know. When I give the example, you are laughing. How water and wave can have owner-owned relation? Possessor, possessed. Suppose water is saying, dialogue, wave is my property. Wave is my possession. Suppose water says, எப்படி இருக்கும்? Wave is water. There is no relation between wave and water. Wave is nothing but water. Possessor-possessed relation cannot be there. Similarly, here also, sarvam brahmamayam, sarvam atmamayam, where is the question of karta, karma, result, this owner-owned relationship? கர்மா கர்த்தா கர்மா ஃபலம் இருக்கும்போது அஹம் மம வில் பி தேர். தே ஆர் நாட் பாசிபிள் இன் ஞானம், ஆத்ம ஞானம். கர்த்தா கர்ம ஃபல அபாவாத், தேர் இஸ் நோ கர்த்தா கர்ம ஃபலம் அபாவாத். வை, வாட் இஸ் த ரீசன்? பாஹ்யாபியந்தரம் ஹியஜம், ஆத்மா சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம் இஸ் அஜம், பிரம்மன் இஸ் பர்த்லெஸ். அஜம் நிர்விகல்பம் நிராகார ரூபம் சிதானந்தமானந்தம் அத்வைத பூர்ணம். சிமிலர்லி அஜம் பர்த்லெஸ் திவ்யோஹ்யமூர்த்த புருஷ ச பாஹ்யாபியந்தரோஹ்யஜ அப்ராணோஹ்யமனா சுப்ர அக்ஷராத் பரத பர. Today's Mundakopanishad Bhashyam Mantra. Bhashyabhyantaram Ajam. Ajam means birthless. Who is birthless? Akaranam Nirgunam Brahma is birthless. Why? It is everywhere, inside and outside also. Where it can born? How can it have birth? associated with internal world and external world. Atma Chaitanyam Vahyam Amparam Mama Aham Va Iti Yaha Bhavaha. This type of thinking, Aham, I am the doer, I am doing this action, I am going to get the result. This type of thinking is when it happens Ajnana Kale, when Ahankara secondary I, illuminator is real, suppose I take, then only Karta, Karma, Phalam, Aham, Mama, all are real, as long as you have Ajnanam. Acharya says, once you have recognized that you are Paramatma only, Akaranam Brahma only, this body is Namarupa, mind is also subtle matter, these are all only mediums, then you are the Satya Adhishtana Chaitanyam, Na Bhumi Rapo, Na Chavanni Rasti, Na Chanam Anilaha Ambaraha Asti. Mayeva sakalanjatam. Everything is myself. Where I am not now? To possess something, Mama, this is mine. That means you are negating that is not mine. Understand? What is the tragedy here, you understand? Whenever I possess this much property. Means what? That is not mine. That means you are degrading yourself. Understand? I am having this much possession. This is mine. This is mine, you say, means that is not mine. It is as good as saying that is not mine. That means you are rich or poor. You poor. You are poor only. Therefore, once you say aham mama, you are limiting yourself with limited agents. That means what? You are coming down to ahankara level. You are coming down to your lower I nature, which is not at all real. It is only body-mind complex. Ahankara, body-mind complex is made out of matter, matter, matter. Therefore, doesn't matter. Because of which Satya Atma Chaitanyam, that matter is functioning, you are that Satya Atma, forgetting this Satya Atma, and you are taking yourself as Mithya, matter, body, mind, complex. Skeleton covered with some skin inside, stuff venume. And the bomma, pannuvaanlaya, tuni, techite, ulla some stuff they keep. Or kuchi, nalla or bamboo stick. Tuni pottu, and the villages, nalla fields, they keep that dishti bombai. And the dishti bombai or kuchi periya stick irukum. And the stick ku enna pannuvaanga thuni podanum. And thuni suttum bodhu ulla or stuff veppa. And or some dry grass like. You all of it have seen that. You have seen? Stick is called our skeleton. And the thuni and the cloth is called our skin. Inside dry grass and the stuff is called blood and flesh. How can you claim that you are? This is sentient because of me, Adhishtana Chaitanyam. Therefore, Aham Mama Yaha Bhavaha. This type of thinking, this is I am, this is mine. I am, this is mine. That means you have come down to Anatma level. This Bhavaha, this thought, this thinking pattern. Tasmin kasya kuto bhavet. How is it possible? In whom? How is it possible? Katham bhavet. In Atma. Birthless Atma, can it happen? Aham mama. This is mine. I am. This is possible in birthless Atma. Atma is one satya vastu. What? That is not happen in Atma Swamini. That will happen ahankara, body, mind, complex. I am a mother, father, brother, sister. This property. All are only vyavaharika satyam. They are second dream. They come under second dream. until you recognize their second dream, that is a real vyavaharika satyam for you. Acharya says, for a jnani, they never exist. Aham mama. Even they exist, jnani knows that. Ahankara, mamakara, functional ahankara, functional mamakara. That is also not deep mamakara. Some taking care of the body, some mamakara is required. That functional ahankara, functional mamakara, minimum attachment, maintenance. For maintenance sake, minimum karma, minimum requires, that also he knows it is anatma. With that knowledge if you do, no problem. Without that knowledge, if hooked to that, hooked and booked. You are hooked and booked forever. Therefore, in jnanam, it will never happen. Kuto bhavet, katham bhavet, na bhavet ityartha. It will never happen. When? In right knowledge. In a right knowledge, that is very important. In wrong knowledge, it is not possible. In right knowledge, it is not possible. Next shloka, 19.
Atma hyatmiya ityesha. Bhavo vidya prakalpitaha. Atmaikatvehya saunasti. Bija bhave kutah phalam.
Now you see how many he is there. That means Shankaracharya remembering the Mundakopanishad mantra 212 with the same mind he has written this second next sloka. 19th sloka. That is why he is coming. Because of the mantra vasana. Atma hi. Atmiya, hiatmiya is there. He plus atmiya. Now, another question. How is it possible, you are telling? It is not at all possible. Karta, karma, phalam, aham, mama, doesn't exist for a jnani. How is it possible? You are telling so easily and it is very, very easy. But how? Acharya says, I will tell you how is it possible. Simple. In this manner you have to think. Your thinking pattern you have to change. What is that? Atma means ahankara. Aham atma. I am. Atma means oneself. Ahankara. Atmiya mamakara. Iti. Eshaha. This type of thinking pattern. Atma, Atmiya. My son. First I am, then my son. I am my daughter. I am first, then see, my house, my son, my daughter are irrelevant without me. Therefore, Atma and Atmiya. So, before Mamakara, Mamakara presupposes what? Ahankara. Atmiya presupposes Atma. That is Ahankara. Atma means not Satchidananda Atma here. Ahankara. Naan angar or Ahankaram ego vandada ennudayadi anivaram. Illiya? Naan angar Ahankaram illamal lower I. Ahankara invoke and I give reality to that. Without doing that, mindness ennudayadi angar bhavana varadu. என்னுடையதுன்னு வரத்துக்கு முன்னாடி நான் அங்கிறது வரணும். புரியுதா? அது இல்லாமல் இது வராது. ஆத்மா ஆத்மீய, தட் இஸ் வை இன் அவர் ஆல் பூஜாஸ் ரிச்சுவல் சென்றால் இதன் நமமா இதம் நமமா திஸ் இஸ் நாட் மைன் திஸ் இஸ் நாட் மைன் அப்படி சொல்லி சொல்லி பழகணும். இப்ப எல்லாம் சொல்றது இல்லை. இதம் நமமானு சொல்ல மாட்டோம். என்ன எல்லாருமே என்னுடையதுதான். ஆஸ் லாங் ஆஸ் யூ ஹாவ் திஸ் மைண்ட்னஸ் there is sorrow. You cannot be free from sorrow because that mindness is the cause for sorrow. Mindness comes because of I-ness. that I-ness, ego, ahankara, as long as I give reality to that, deha bhavana, mana bhavana, all are belong to me, me, me. Adi vidar, vidaranum, until you drop that, you are carrying the bag. What bag, you know? Sorrow bag. Sorrow ondinde irukku namma kuda. Nijamava swamini. Amo. Then I will drop. I will drop. That much easily you cannot drop. Ahankara mamakara, it is not just like dropping like hot potato. Ahankara mamakara can be dropped intellectually by studying shastra length of time systematically and doing nididhyasanam. Required lot of practice. Therefore, atma atmiya iti, within inverted commas, I-ness and mindness. Atma I-ness, atmiya mindness iti, within inverted commas, atma atmiya bhavaha, this thinking pattern, this notion of relationship. Mindness annala relationship. Ennudiyadi anna annartham? Relationship. This notion of relationship, avidya kalpitaha, it is superimposed, imagined, it is created by ignorance only. Ignorance only. Then what? How can you have this I-ness and mindness? Atma ekatve, whatever you are seeing, this is all are neti neti. Inna neti neti? All are mithya. Murtam and amurtam. Body is murtam or amurtam? Murtam, visible, no? Whatever is formed, whatever is having form is murtam. This is also mithya. What is not seen, internal mind thoughts are also mithya. Therefore, all these are mithya. How can you have this atma ekaha, atma ekatve, asau, asau aham mama sambandhaha. Asau means this ahankara mamakara relation. Ahankara mamakara has got relation. What relation? Tadatmya sambandha. Tadatmya. Hugging and matter. Hugging. Mine, mine, mine. Nasti in atma. One atma. How relation is possible? In one atma. How relation is possible? Sambandha dvikotikaha. Relation is possible only between two. Atma is only one tikatta. Only one. Relation is not possible there. Therefore, bija bhave kutaha phalam. When bijam, seed is not there, where is the fruit? Seed means, if you fry the seed, fried seed, roasted seed, can you get any sprout from that? From roasted seed, how can you get a sprout or any fruit? Similarly, here also the cause for ignorance, that avidya, ahankara mamakara is the fruit, phalam. Phalam of what? Avidya. Avidya is the bijam. Now this avidya bijam is roasted in the class. Avidya bijam is roasted. Roasted or not? I am roasting every class. Roasted ahankara, avidya bijam in the mind, antakkaranam. Where is this aham mama phalam? Aham mama, then only karma karta phalam mandal comes. Na idi panna, idi panna, dhella varana manna aham mama. Aham mama is because of avidya. Avidya is roasted. Bija abhave phalam bhavati va na bhavati. Therefore what? Aham brahma asmi. Where am I now? As Brahman. Aham sarvatra asmi. I am everywhere as Brahman. You want to be everywhere or you want to stay only here? You need not tour. You need not travel also. Because you cannot travel. When I say you cannot travel, it is lakshyartha ai or vachyartha ai? Lakshyartha ai. Vachyartha ai has to travel. Anekatti camp, sadhana camp, it has to travel. and to recognize what? I need not to travel, I cannot travel. To recognize, I have to travel. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.